Thank you, Lucius. We got all your sports right here on your home of the Cowboys, home of your Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, Rangers pitchers and catchers reporting February 12th. That is 2 weeks from yesterday. Yes, that is right. And the Rangers' spring schedule will start February 21st against the Royals, with whom they share their Surprise Stadium spring training headquarters. Would love to see you out there. You know, I definitely think it's a bucket list trip. You get around Surprise. You can watch a lot of games. It's within 30, 45-minute drive distance from a lot of other spring training complexes. And, you know, it's always a time. So I think as a DFW sports fan, you owe it to yourself. If you don't have plans already, make it happen.
Yeah,
it's going to be their year.
It's always another opportunity for us to get into a rental car.
Yeah.
And to see how that's going to work out.
Yes. You know,
could we pick one that actually has windshield wipers and the door works, and one where Dawson doesn't have to be a stunt driver to make it work?
If we're lucky. Man, we've had some crazy rental car luck over
the
years.
We have. Yeah. In a way, it's, I'm going to be honest with you, it hadn't been good.
No.
It hadn't been good, but I think it started, like, we talk about the Arizona trip the one time with the amazing.
I think you have the biggest disaster on record, though, with your fall that you last year in Oxnard.
I did. I took a fall, lost an earbud, was embarrassed, was bleeding, you know, yeah. Got ahead of the line. I was injured. My hand hurt.
He popped up so quick trying to play it off that he forgot that he lost the earbud in the process.
That thing went flying. There's no telling. It's probably, yeah, it was underneath the car.
Oh, it's pulverized into asphalt
exactly.
At this point.
Yeah.
Was that a nice earbud you just walked away from?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Very.
Yeah. I'm just glad he didn't have some sort of an abrasion on his face that could have made him look elderly and incompetent like Jay Leno.
I had an abrasion on my right hand from like trying to brace myself from falling.
The hand-knee combo.
Because my face could have got a brace.
Well, I'm also glad you didn't break your wrist. You know, that would have been really unfortunate if we had to go to the emergency room after that.
You know what? To be honest with you, I would have just said, just go to.
I'm fine, guys.
Just go.
Oh yeah,
I would have borrowed the car, drove myself. I would have held my arm against my side.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's
merely
okay.
A flesh wound,
you know. And then I would have just gone by myself.
I might have some PTSD though, going back to this Phoenix airport. I might need to walk over and go back to the side of the scene.
The rental car situation?
I watched my daughter be born right there.
We
on FaceTime.
We landed a plane.
I don't think that's going to happen this time. I'm not aware of any pregnancy going on.
As soon as that plane, the wheels hit the ground, we were finding airlines to fly back on.
It was unbelievable.
We were scrambling. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we got down to the rental spot. It was like a 2-hour, 3-hour wait until Brian cut the line.
Yeah.
Saved us multiple hours.
Heggie did a great job. Was already there, and I kind of walked up and acted like I was supposed to be there. Like, oh, hi, Heggie, hey.
Yeah,
well,
he was holding my spot the entire time.
As I'm talking to Heggie, I'm like handing the lady a credit card and my driver's license. Like, you think you could help me as well, man?
Did you get a better car, though? Was it better than the van we had?
We were okay. Yeah, that wasn't our worst car.
No. Yeah, we've hit the van by far with the big white X, like, don't take.
I don't think any of us noticed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a.
Oh, I really noticed cool. it.
I learned that weekend.
I noticed it. Dawson's like, damn, get in the van. Shut up. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we were making the right decision moving into a bigger vehicle.
Yeah.
But apparently the big X on the side
means
in like chalk means this is not a good vehicle.
Yeah, this means like take your life in your own hands a bit.
Do more, though. Put some caution tape around that thing or something.
Morning news as a bullpen breakdown for us. Will the bullpen be better than what it's been? I mean, if it's a continuation of what it's been, we could be in some bad shape. It's really unbelievable they managed to win the World Series with the worst bullpen in baseball in 2023. And then last year they were bottom five as well. What do you think? Is this negligence? Is this a Chris Young blind spot that we've been subjected to? What are your expectations at 877-881-1053? I know we got a lot of smart baseball people out there. You're getting excited like we are. After the break last year, CY definitely, you know, made a move to acquiring six new bullpen arms, either in free agency or trades. Of course, Chris Martin. You got Sean Armstrong, 34 years old, had a 1.38 for the Rays in 2023. Okay, Robert Garcia, the pitcher they got for Nathaniel Lowe, some pretty elite metrics in how he gets guys to chase and they don't make good contact against him. His ERA was like mid fours last year, but I think they like his promise. Jacob Webb has some history in low leverage situations, so maybe that's your seventh inning guy or something like that. And then, of course, our guy Jesse Chavez as well. But, you know, I think as far now as expectations, it's hard to be worse than they've been. So just basically changing everything out hopefully gives them a chance to be average. Well, Chuck, what do you think? Are those expectations too high?
No, I'm excited overall about the state of the bullpen. I thought they did a really good job last year of kind of finding some guys in Kirby Yates and David Robertson. Maybe they're still able to bring back D-Rob. You know, I still think a closer is needed, but they do have a lot of options. And really, I think the thing we've got to focus most on is health, right? I mean, that's really what derailed last year's season. And I love the offensive additions they've made. So I'm pumped to get to spring training and see some of the young guys as well. Like Sebastian Walcott is going to be a blast to be able to see in some of these games. But Jock Peterson, Berger, some of the new additions. I'm excited. Every other year, we just got to follow the Bochy formula. We're going back to the World Series, boys.
You know, I went back and I was looking at my notes because I asked one of my major league buddies about Garcia.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, if I could, circle back on that for you guys. And just this is a general manager buddy friend of mine. He says, very good, in my opinion. Garcia is a really good lefty reliever that's cheap and has years of control, solid average stuff, cool. But plus deception. He's funky. He's cheap. He's a nice compliment to the bullpen. Rangers are clearly avoiding guys who have the Rangers are clearly adding guys who have different arm angles and slots. So we were talking about, you know, the guys that were kind of not traditional, not the overhand guys. But
yeah, they're
going to
give you a lot of different looks.
A lot of different looks. So maybe they've kind of figured out some of that. Who is a team? I know Bassick's probably listening. There was a team, I think Tampa. Somebody's got a metrics on this where they...
It probably is the Rays.
Where they talk about the type of pitchers. Do you use sidearm pitchers, overhand, you know... There's kind of this metrics, and Mike was telling me about it one time. Sorry, I couldn't remember. But yeah, I mean, my buddy here was pretty excited about, you know, because I was thinking, you know, sometimes the Rangers, hey, can make a deal, maybe you get worked a little bit. Oh my God, my general manager buddy really liked this move. So
yeah, I bet there's science to it, like the, you know, next whatever amount of pitches after you change from one style to another. I'd imagine there is an adjustment period inside of there, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Tampa Rays that had figured that out. But yeah, you give up a player of Nathaniel Lowe's caliber, and I know it wasn't always the most consistent or productive ride with him, but you know, that's got some value to it, and to get his bullpen equivalent, I love it.
Well, here's another one of my scout buddies. He said Milner, guy they brought in, right?
Oh yeah,
Milner, yeah, from the Brewers. Mm-hmm. He said for what he is, well above average deception lefty with funky release. He throws strikes, has several pitches. Can't make you miss all the time or he'll get crushed. But he's a kid from North Texas, so I see why they did it. But there, you know, here again, guy, funky release, delivery and all that.
We've a lot of different arm slots.
Arm slots and stuff. So maybe they're going to try and put something together where it's not going to be about maybe a dominant guy, but different pieces and the... How they, you
know, keeping hitters off balance.
Keeping hitters off balance. Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, if this year is going to be better, it's going to be because their offensive guys bounce back. Their offensive additions were there.
I agree.
And their starting pitchers are excellent. You know, we'll see what they get from Jacob DeGrom. You know, a full season of Jacob DeGrom.
That'd be nice.
Big season from Kamar Rocker. We could be, you know, talking about the biggest of expectations by the time we get a few months into the season. Elvis Andrews joining the telecast. I know a lot of longtime Rangers fans are going to love having him. A decade with the team, 15-year career. I'll bet on him because he has good energy and he makes it fun. Can he bring some of that personality that he displayed on the diamond and his interactions with the players, especially Elvis Andrews? Very engaging personality. He's going to do 20 games. So that's good because the season can be a grind.
Hmm.
I would not want to go from retirement to, hey, guess what? You're going to do 150 games here for us. You know, that doesn't sound like a tremendous amount of fun unless you're a dedicated broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Lawrence Stickles, who at 28 years old is the new TV dugout reporter. Emily Jones has been the primary reporter in that role since 07. An incredible run. She's announced that she'll further curtail her workload in 2025 and is expected to only do 20 games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have so much admiration for her for those nights at the old stadium when it was 105 degrees.
Yeah.
And she's standing down there in the dugout and just talking. And, you know, and I mean,
she's the best.
She is.
She really
absolutely
is.
Did it with total professionalism. You know, the interaction you had with the players, the front office, everything like that. You know, when she was saying something, you had to take it to heart. I mean, she highly respected, but those nights of her standing down there, I mean, just powering through. how hot it was in that dugout for her. I couldn't imagine yeah. how bad that was.
But soldier.
She did it with a lot of professionalism. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was crazy last night after the Mavs game. I was taking care of some things, interacting on social with the Tolos. And then all of a sudden, the entire tone of the evening changed. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are still reeling from the insane crash. I mean, I think this one goes down in American history along with, you know, the flight at DFW back in the late 80s, early 90s, where they hit the wind shear.
The wind shear got them there.
Remember the TWA flight in the 80s? You know, there are some of these absolute big ones that just are singed into your mind permanently. And this one, just the video is unbelievable.
Yeah, was that a Pan Am flight to Lockerbie, Scotland one you were talking about?
Yeah, that show Lockerbie, I definitely recommend watching. I think it's on Paramount+.
That was a terrorist attack, though, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, I mean, there might have been some foolery going on. I don't know. It's kind of left, it leaves you wondering a little bit. But yes, it was a terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's an overcrowded airport there in D.C. They have three of them, but this one is super close to the Pentagon. It's like right next door, and it's so convenient for a lot of the government officials and the people of D.C. Right. that they've left it open, even like decades after it was recommended that it be closed. It operates at like 60% above capacity on a daily basis. So, you know, that's some of the complications. I don't know.
There's a lot going on. Like, I've taken that airport a few times, and when you land, when you're coming up that river, you can just see all the military situations and all the birds and the helos they have.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's a lot moving on.
I can see that.
Right below you.
Yeah, I read a thread from an Army helicopter pilot that has experience flying those, and he was just going through how difficult your lines of sight can be and how that thing is set up to be, you know, invisible from above, can work against you. That's why the plane couldn't see him, even though he had his lights on. Right. And he said, even though we're in a three-man crew and we're in constant communication, it's easy, you know, to sort of get caught up in other distractions, and one person is, you know, required by their code to always have their eyes outside and looking around. But he'd say, I'd be lying if I said we had a perfect record in doing that. You know, so you're always communicating, I'm inside or I'm outside. But he's like, sometimes, you know, everybody's looking inside and looking at the different instruments and plotting out different stuff, or maybe in some sort of other communication. So he said from his perspective, it wasn't totally out of the realm of possibility, and other pilots checking in saying I had a similar type of close call. But it's just unbelievable. You get the wide shot and you see the chopper coming in for a long, long distance of time, and down comes the plane, and it's just, it's unbelievably sad and tragic to, you know, see some of those stories. I got the sports angle, multiple U.S. and Russian figure skaters were on board, including at least one former Russian champion and some American young skaters with their mothers and stuff. Absolute, you know, tragedy. Okay, when we come back here in the G-Bag Nation, as we're cracking them here on a Thirsty Thursday, NFL news of the daytime. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
One free agent the Cowboys should prioritize. We got new coaches continuing to put their staffs together and getting your head chopped off. That's next.